took it apart because I was curious about what the pickups were built like, because they, from the outside, looked handmade and looked different than anything I'd ever seen before.
This is Lynn Wheelwright describing an electric guitar that he has donated to the National Music Museum in Vermilion, which is now on display in the exhibition Banding Together, the American Soldier's Musical Arsenal.
And so I took it apart, and there was a paper inside with the maker's name. I think it was Saigon. I think it was in Saigon in 65. And I thought, man, that's kind of cool. And the pickups I thought were highly unusual because they were all hand-built, and the magnets that energized the coils looked like they were chunks of generator magnets out of a vehicle. Don't know how it got over here. Figure it must have come over with a GI.
Lane, who went to boot camp at 17 and then served on a 300-foot ship, had a guitar and an amp built for himself in the Philippines. He and a friend found a shop that quickly made copies of American instruments for soldiers on leave. These were of lesser quality.
After about a half an hour, the amp started smoking, and actually, the head actually caught on fire. Rick got so mad, and he just instinctively, because they had no way to put the fire out, he just threw the head over the side of the ship into the ocean. Then we figured, well, we ain't got no use of the speaker cabinet, so we chucked it over. And Rick thought his bass sucked anyway, so he chucked it over. And I didn't think my SG was all that great, so I chucked it over. So there were these two guitars. The amp sunk, but there were these two guitars floating on the water as we sailed away. And I think actually the song we were trying to play when the amp blew up was Roundabout.
Electric guitars jettisoned in the South Asian Sea, an image that captures the time quite poetically.
Well, you know, by World War I, definitely there are harmonicas, but then also by that time, you know, you've got brass instruments.
Patricia Bornhofen, manager of communications at the National Music Museum. One of the stories the exhibition tells is of the changing instruments of war, not only the development of new instruments, but the crafting of old instruments using new materials.
By this time, too, there is more of the government-issued instrument.
During World War I, the English were issued ocarinas, a simple chamber flute instrument that looks a bit like a zeppelin with a single appendage. In the trenches, these ancient little instruments were a rare bit of warmth and humanity. American soldiers began to pick them up. Those lucky enough to come home brought back the ocarina, and the United States government issued Bakelite ocarinas during World War II. They were the first American soldiers brought together by music made with plastic.
We're focusing on how musical instruments keep a soldier sane, keep a soldier grounded, allow the soldier to be still an individual within this big collective, anonymous, extreme situation, and how these instruments help the soldier on the opposite side of things bond with other people and maintain that sort of collective sense of humanity and then defend a whole community, you know, a sense of community.
I was drafted in 1943.
Roger Kemp.
I had a ham radio license in high school. And if you know about the service, if you have radio experience, they're liable to send you to cooks and bakers school. And if you're a cook or a baker, you go to motorbike school.
Roger, atypically, was selected by the Coast Guard to work in his field of expertise. He was stationed in the South Pacific at a Loran radio station. Loran was a secret navigational system.
He couldn't even say the name.
While stationed, one field Roger couldn't pursue was music. As a high school student, he had been a professional drummer. His Slingerland kit is on display in the Banding Together exhibition.
The Loran stations essentially were 25, 27 people in isolated duty, and we had no music except V-discs.
Victory Discs. A project begun in 1941 brought recorded music to the troops. Artists such as Tommy Dorsey, Frank Sinatra, Big Bill Brunzi, Roy Acuff, and the Smoky Mountain Boys, and...
This is Gregor Pietrzygorski. I send you this V-disc with my warmest greetings.
And in this case, music and musical instruments help defend the self. And by self, that's not just the body, that's the psychological well-being, neurological fitness, social happiness.
I just remember sitting around on the deck and playing guitar with four or five other guys, and we'd do it whenever we could, and sometimes there'd be two of us. Hardly anybody ever played alone out on deck. You'd play alone out where you slept, but we'd try to get as many guys as we could together out on deck and have a good time.
And the other factor about music instruments, on the most basic level, they allow the human being to play as opposed to work, as opposed to fight. And, you know, people have talked throughout time about that ludic capacity of music, that playful capacity that lets you divert, that lets you sort of recreate yourself, you know, and do something other than what you're obliged to do. Mm-hmm. And that play comes in the very word of to play musical instruments. So how are you allowed to play in the middle of the context of a catastrophic war, in the middle of bloodshed? These, you know, picking up an ocarina would let them just sort of play.
A fiddle on display at the National Music Museum belonged to a soldier in the Civil War. He carved into its body a schedule, a reminder of whom he would play for, and for us, whom he did play for. There is also, in his hand, a heart and his wife's name. The exhibit, which will remain open through Labor Day, uses the instruments of humanity used at war to reveal the changing times, the fragility of our being, and the need, whether on an open battlefield, in a trench, on a ship, secreted away on a remote island, we have to be a part of something good, which is found uniquely in music. For FM 90, I'm Mark Munger.
Come to me by mail. My baby said she's coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. You know I feel so good. Yeah, and I feel so good. Now I feel so good, baby. I feel like born to jack. I feel so good. I hope I always will. I feel just like a jack out with a gin in, well behind a hill. You know I feel so good.
Yes, man.
Yes, I feel so good. I feel so good, baby. I feel like born a jack. Tickle a horse. To the station just to meet a train. I've got to see my baby. You know I've got that aim. You know I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good. I feel so good, I just feel like Bonnie Jack. I love my tea, crazy about my garden gin. When I get high now, baby, I just feel like floating around in the wind. You know, I feel so good. Yeah, I feel so good. I feel so good, baby, I feel like Bonnie Jack.